Hey, welcome to yet another exciting edition of the TechEd Countdown Show. It's Joey and Rick here, and it's the TechEd North America 2012 Countdown Show.
Yep.
Of course, everybody should by now have visited northamerica.msteched.com and been registered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, registered, good
Absolutely.
Go.
Yeah, all good. Got my flight, got my hotel, and all set.
We are at T-minus 8 weeks.
Yes.
And as you saw as we came in, Rick was
trying to
calculate the number of days. And that, my friend, is exactly why I don't do math. So we're T-minus 8 weeks, and you know, I tell you what, Rick.
56?
It feels like time is just going so quickly. It feels like just a few minutes ago we were talking T-minus 9 and the whole partner episode.
You know, the spring is outside, the robins are tweeting, like it's beautiful, it's weather outside.
Do you follow robins on Twitter? Just curious. So today, at the Countdown Show.
Oh, you can announce, I'm sorry. You can announce. What is it?
We're going to do a couple of things. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about the session catalog.
Yeah.
And how important that is to use.
Oh,
and then I think we're going to kick off a brand new segment of the episode, Tips of TechEd.
Oh, that's good.
Because if you've been following, now I know you've registered, I'm registered, the discussion forums is a great place to go. But if you've been following these discussion forums, people have been doing some really cool things about, hey, look, you got to make sure you do this, this, and this. There's some great threads to follow. So check it out on the discussion forums. Check out all the different tips. I thought that we'd bring some of those in.
Okay.
And we do a few of them every episode for the next few episodes.
Okay,
because there's all sorts of really good tips and tricks for tech people. I figured it'd be better than doing it all at once.
And it's a nice meme that people also do from blog posts. If they write their own blogs, they tend to do a, here's my top 10 things that I do at TechEd and that sort of stuff. So we'll make sure that we cover those wherever we find them.
Wherever
and bring
them
to you here on the Countdown Show.
Right here.
You got it.
Okay, awesome.
And we'll, you know, I'll contribute even my stuff to the forums. It's been a while since I've contributed the forums. So
cool. Sounds good.
Tips in there.
Well, first of all, we need to talk about the session catalog.
Yes, which is the Bible of what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the sessions, what slots they are. The session catalog is almost completely finalized.
Yep.
There's always still a few sessions that are, you know, kind of hidden behind mysterious.
It's this magic of technology. You can actually insert records into this thing, I think a database.
Yes.
And then it appears in slots that are broken up into time frames and rooms. It's amazing, the stuff that they have.
That was
days.
A really deep technical explanation,
it,
buddy.
You got it. That's why
really
they pay me
that.
The bucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be here.
But now, Session Builder is important because it gives you as an attendee an opportunity to go in and select the sessions that you want to attend. It also is really important to us and to the organizers of TechEd because when you go through and you start adding these sessions into your Session Builder, it gives us, as the organizers, the ability to go in and see, okay, what sessions are super popular? Do we need to repeat these sessions? Do we need to find the biggest room possible for these sessions?
It's a capacity planning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's extremely important that you guys at home get onto the schedule builder. It's live now. Get those sessions selected. Pick the ones that you want. Get them in there. So we know what we need to repeat, what we need to make sure that goes into the big rooms, and so that you guys can get ready for those sessions before you even show up on site.
Yep, and so that also allows you to export your different settings later and closer to the event. Mm-hmm. That allows you to bring them inside your calendar, and also they get updated because it's this, you know, database type thing with the actual room information as well as it gets closer, because we've taken that information that you provided ahead of time to be able to do room allocation as well. So you're not going to find rooms in there now. You will see titles, you will see abstracts, and you will see session speakers, but even those can potentially swap in and out too. But you will not see rooms as of yet. Rooms come in a little bit later on, but capacity planning, go do it. I pre-plan my conference.
Well, of course, as you should.
Ahead of time.
There's a couple other things that are going to be live in the Session Builder and not just breakout sessions.
What?
We have hands-on labs.
Okay, yes.
And we've got workshops this year. Now, one of the questions that's come in and that I want to cover here, what's the difference between a hands-on lab and a workshop? Do you know the difference, Rick? So the answer that Rick wants to say is no, but I have the answer, oddly enough. You were going to guess, weren't you?
Hands-on labs allow you to schedule it into your time when you have time available. Mm-hmm. It's literally, you show up at the hands-on lab area. Mm-hmm. If there's a free seat, you talk to the nice people that are running the lab to be able to say, can I use that seat or not? You leave your food and your beverages back on the other side, out of the way, because I would naturally spill stuff on the keyboards.
You'd closet.
Then you sit down at the machine, you choose the lab you want to run, and then the virtualized environment of the private cloud, powered by Microsoft technology, fires up the instance of the lab that you want to work on.
It's basically they're right around between 60 and 75 minutes.
Yep.
Self-paced lab, right? You get to go through everything on your own time, kind of at your own leisure, as fast as you want, as slow as you want. It has all the exercises, right? You got the hands-on lab manual, the virtual environment, steps you through everything.
So what's the delta between that and what a workshop is?
So workshop, 2 hours. You're in it for the 120 minutes.
Do you have to pay?
Nope, absolutely not.
Well, you pay to get into tech ed.
It's part of your registration.
Okay, so this isn't the pre-conference.
No.
This is during tech ed.
This is during tech ed, and these sessions are actually guided. So think of it kind of like an instructor-led lab,
hands-on tour.
It's like a two-hour tour through the entire technical process, and hopefully you don't end up on a deserted aisle with a guy named Gilligan after.
So it's like a session on steroids because you get hands-on.
Yep, hands-on, and you have the expertise in the room, the folks guiding you through the different technical scenarios. So
wicked.
Hands-on labs and workshops also available in the session builder, in the schedule builder. So get to it now.
One thing that I don't know if we mentioned or not, just by choosing stuff in Session Builder obviously doesn't guarantee you a spot.
No, absolutely not.
It's for capacity planning, and even during the event, it's just for you to know where to go. And that might actually blend nicely into the next area from a tips perspective, because I have a tip.
It's time for Tips of Tech Ed.
So my first tip that I was going to share with Schedule Builder as a bridge, if you will, really is simply a matter of having multiple sessions selected for the different time slots.
Yeah, absolutely. Important thing to know. I've gone through and I pulled some of these tips that we've gotten off of our list.
We'll go through the proper order.
So let me go through and read a couple of these, and then I'm going to get yours. Obviously, that's Rick's tip number one. Do multiple session selection, right?
Yeah. If that way, if you're in one session, the session is not really kind of working for you, it's not what you expected, you always know exactly where you have to go as opposed to trying to dig it out of your small mini schedule printout or something.
The mini guide, right. So Matthew Pfeiffer. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for submitting your stuff. He has two that are extremely important.
Okay.
Number one is wear comfy shoes. The best walking shoes that you've got, because as we all know at Tech Ed, you're going to walk, and you're going to walk a lot. Item number two, wear comfy shoes. Apparently, you're going to walk and walk a lot.
It's not necessarily just comfy shoes. Sneakers for some people.
Sure.
I'm a boot guy.
You're a boot guy.
So I wear comfy boots.
Okay, wear comfy shoes or boots, as Matthew says.
Cowboy boots would not necessarily be comfortable.
You also, on the topic of shoes, you don't want to wear brand new shoes to tech.
Oh, no, you don't want to have this as your break-in period.
No.
Absolutely not.
Wear them around the house for a few days beforehand, because you'll end up in a world of hurt if you're trying to break in shoes at tech.
You could actually wear your shoes and walk backwards as you're breaking them in to break them in faster.
I'm so not true. I'm so not sure if I actually believe that or not.
It's true.
Moving on to another one. Pack a fleece top in your bag.
Oh, it's Florida.
It's Florida. It's 900 degrees outside
and
with 300% humidity.
Okay, was that submitted by like someone that's from a hotter place than Florida? Like, I don't understand.
Well, see, now here's the thing. It's like that outside.
Yes.
Sessions are not outside.
Oh.
Sessions are inside the convention center.
Yeah.
And they set the air conditioning to Arctic to start the day.
Yeah.
And from then on, it just goes higher and higher. And
the next
the
body
point, you turn into... Yeah, absolutely. You'll turn into like a snowman or something.
Oh, okay. So,
bring a fleece to stay warm.
A sweater, or if you're from the UK, that's a jumper.
Okay. Thanks for the translation.
or some kind of a fleece.
Right.
You know, I have not thought of that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. He also has double book your sessions listed.
Good.
Matthew's right on top of it. And then let's do one more. We're going to save some for future episodes as well. The next one, plan a rest break.
Rest break?
A rest break, because think about this. You're in sessions from the keynote all the way through.
Yep.
Your brain can really only take so much information. So to plan a rest break, another good place to take advantage of hands-on labs is when you're so full of information and you're tired of death by PowerPoint and listening to presenters and so on and so forth. You want to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that, look, I need to do something on my own time, get my hands dirty with this. Hands-on labs are a good time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, take advantage of the networking. That's part of taking a break, right? Don't just, I see this all the time at lunch. I'll take, I'll have my nice tray and I'll sit down with folks and everybody's doing this. You're sitting at a table with like 10 or 15 other people that do Hi. Your job.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Joey. Nice to meet you.
What do you do?
I work for Microsoft.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, awesome. Really? I'm surprised we've never run into each other.
I know. It's like the first time we've ever met.
But you want to take that opportunity to network with some of your fellow peers because, really, that is, next to the technical content, the best part of TechEd.
Another tip for you for that, maybe this is Rick's tip number two, is carry business cards on the inside of your name badge lanyard. In the inside of the badge liner.
That is
that
awesome.
That way, when you do network and you meet people, you're able to go ahead and say, oh, well, here, let me give you my card. And you reach inside and grab it and pass it out.
That's awesome because I always find myself leaving my cards in my bag. Yeah. That you have all intention of taking around
or
with you the entire time.
Or you got three or four of them that are wrinkled and 5 years old inside
sure.
your wallet or something
faded.
Like that.
Faded. You know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Faded in your back pocket.
Business cards inside your name badge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two.
So we've got a couple of Rick's tips. We've got the schedule builder. Make sure you check out the schedule builder. We talked about the difference between hands-on labs
and workshops.
And that, my friend, I think is the end of T-8 Countdown to TechEd North America 2012.
Good, man. Nice wrap.
Yeah.
We can do that.
We can do that. Absolutely. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Follow the hashtag for the TechEd.
Hashtag is MSTechEd, # MSTechEd, or TechEd _NA is the live entity, real person that actually goes off and responds to you.
Good old TechEd.
And, you know, don't be surprised if other people like myself or Joey or other people on Twitter also respond to you as well as you're tweeting and doing stuff
yep.
while you're there. Now, comment as well down below,
yep, comment down
if you're
below.
Interested.
And if you have tips and tricks that you want to, there's a couple of threads out in the discussion forums.
Yep.
Add to them. We're going to continue to do tips and tricks as we continue on. Through the next, now we've got 7 episodes. It's coming so fast.
It is. It's very fast.
It's coming so fast.
I can't wait.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us on the TechEd North America Countdown Show.
See you next time.